zva vari kutaura izvi zvinofambirana. Akazi vati
kuyisikhathi sendaba ku-VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington, D.C.
Lichona njani mtwaka zomuhle olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 21 kunhlolanja 2020 ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
it is a day that reminds us of the betrayal of the young generation. I say a betrayal because it is the name of the youth that was used to sanitize this particular holiday, which was meant to give recognition to men who actually betrayed the young people in all, in every sense.
Abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe balemibono etshiyeneyo phezu kosuku lwabatsha olweRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day obelunanzwa lamhlanje.
Abantu bayesileyo ukuthi bagade imoto zokuhambisa besiye ezindlini besemsebenzini ngoba eziningi zikhuphukile amaprayisi or intengo ngikhuluma kunje ngoba kula umafutha okuhambisa. So abantu abaningi sebegade amarod, omama sebegade amarod nezigedi, yikho osekufike elizweni kuzinga lokudubeko sokukhona.
Okusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemijova bakhuphule impadalo yokugada kwezinye indawo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi kamasikandi uGet More siyabonga moyo odume ngegama lokuthi Mtane Dlozi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulumsakazo. Abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe balembono etshiyeneyo phezu kwekhefu labatsha eleRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day ebelinanzwa namuhla. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abatsha bezanupf bathi usuku lwalamhla ngolokuhlanganisa amakhanda behluzisisa okuhlupha intsha yalamhla. Unobhala wezokukhulumisana kugatsha lwabasakhulayo kuZANU-PF uNkosazana Yeukai Simbane Gabi ukhuthaza abanye bakhe ukuba baphatheke kizo zonke inhlelo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende elizweni.
Zvakakosha kuti vechidiki vave vanenge vachibatsirwa nehurumende kuti
kuqakathekile ukuthi abasakhulayo labo bathole ukusekelwa nguhulumende, batholise amathuba kwezokwemba amatshe aligugu elizweni. Amapulazi azokwenza benelise ukulima ngesibanga esiphezulu, bathengise izilimo zabo, bathole ukuphila ndawonye lemuli zabo.
Kodwa umkhokheli wabasakhulayo kwi-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa u-Obey Sithole uthi akaboni kulesidingo sokuthi yena labanye bakhe baqakathekise lolu suku.
It is a day that reminds us of a betrayal of the young generation.
Lusuku olisikhumbuza ukukhohliswa esakwenziwayo njengabasakhulayo. Namuhla siyadubeka, siswela imisebenzi, sisehluleka ukufinyelela leyo mfundo eqakathekileyo. Konke lokhu kwalethwa nguRobert Mugabe ongasafuni ukusuka esikhundleni sokukhokhela.
Isiphathamandla seqembu labasakhulayo abazibiza ngokuthi Tyson Wabantu Movement, umnumzana Ntokozo Msipha, uthi usuku lwalamhla lumkhumbuza isibindi uMgabe ayelaso kanye lothando ebantwini.
Yaqala lo nyaka ukugubha i-21st February Movement ungekho phakathi wethu, wena mkhokheli wethu Robert Gabriel Mugabe. sokumanje eyikho sinanzelela ukuthi lumgubho awusumgubho wokudla amakhekhe ukuzikholisela kanye lokujabula, kodwa bekuyindlela yakho yokuthi usikhumbuze ukuthi singabantu sivela ngapi lokuthi siya ngapi.
Umthulisi Gumede uthi abasakhulayo njengaye kabanelisi ukuphila elizweni labo ngenxa yesimo osekubenza babone kungcono ukuyadinga ukuziphilisa kwamanye amazwe.
Wonke umuntu uyayifuna igreener pasture, akukho umuntu ongayifuniyo. Wonke umuntu usebenzela ukuthuthuka, akula muntu ongasebenza afuna ukumandawonye nje.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana lomphathintambo wezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko lendaba zokusakaza elizweni uNkosikazi Monica Mchangwa ukuthi sizwe icele likahulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa phezu kwesimo abatsha abakhala ngaso. Kusenjalo abemuli yakomgabe bebethe gwaqa emzini wakhe weBlue Roof lamhla benaza ilanga lakhe lokuzalwa njengalokho ababekwenza esaphila. Intethele izindaba kazivunyelwanga ukungena kulomuzi emkhosini lowo ezibone izihlobo labangane kanye labantwana besikolo seMugabe Junior esisemazowe bengena eBlue Roof emkhosini walamhla. Imibiko ebethunyelwe indodakazi kamuyi uMgabe uNkosikazi Bona Chikore ibingakaphendulwa ngesikhathi loludaba lusakazwa. Ngesikhathi uMgabe esaphila wayevame ukuba lenkalakatha yedili lokuthakazelela usuku lokuzalwa kwakhe kusetshenziswa imali eningi kakhulu, kodwa lamhla akunjalo. Iningi labakuhulumende baziphumulele emizini yabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Siloku sikudaba lunye, omunye wabasakhulayo uSibasa Chuma yena uthi njengoba isimo somnotho siqhubeka sigugudeka, abatsha bebhekane lenhlupho ezigoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi, akula angakujabulela ngaleli langa. Nangu uChuma exoxa lo Mike Wobe weStudio 7.
Hayi, mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso elibhekeleyo bakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho, ngoba heyi abantwana bathele nzima, kunje abantwana kabasaya ezikolo, bakula misebenzi, bakula nto abaliyenzayo, sebesebenza ukusebenzisa amadrugs betshela benata bezona ithi kona sokuwonakala elizweni. Hayi, kunobunzima okukhulu kakhulu kaze kakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho. Ikuthakazelela udubo lele, udubo olukhona lolukukhala asikuthi kuyabethakazelela, bayabethakazelela ukukhala impilo zabo kusasa nabo limnyama kakhulu kabithi sakula nto eyayihlela apha elizweni la. Hayi, abantwana bathele nzima, lekile ukuthi bakhambisa izikolo abaningi bayeleli ukuthi bathele imisebenzi kayikho, sebephika ngokuthatha into ezidakamezwa lezi ezidakayo, babe sebesibona ikubona elizweni lapha sekunokufa okuningi kakhulu, ukuthi kubawana kusenziwani. Hayi, akula nto eyayihlela phani, sambona ukuthi kungathakazelelwa lapha ikhona, ngabe bethakazelele ukukhala njengabantwana benjove obabone behighschool laba kade bekumele babe ekuphela ilungelo labo ngobuhlungu obokuba babubonayo kubazali ukuthi bale bunzima obukhulu kakhulu kazela kusasa labo limnyama labantwana, kubuhlungu kakhulu kazi.
Ubona ngani udubo lolu lakho ukulungisiswa na sibona abantu abasakhulayo besethuthukiswa kwele Zimbabwe?
Mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso elibhelileyo, hayi kunzima.
Ngani usisho kanjani?
Ukuthi lulungisiswe, kuyalungisiswa ngubani? Nayo ivele ikhanda libe liwonakele egangeni kokuphela, vele kakuna muntu enzalunga laphana. Kwaso kumele ukuthi nje angazi kuya ngokuya igeneration engcinezayo yenza izinto ukuthi zikhambe kahle, kwakhathesi hayi hayi sikhosinde sikhose.
Umnumzana Sibasa Chuma ngosakhulayo obexoxa ecingweni lo Mike Wobe weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje abasakhulayo edolobheni leGwanda sebekhuthaze ikhomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ukuthi ihlolisise iziphathamandla zebandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF ezibahluthunela imigodi yegolide. Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni wokulwisana lobugwelegwele kwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu oqhutshelwe eGwanda izolo phakathi kwabatsha labekhomishini le. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Bekhuluma emhlanganweni oqoqwe enhlanganiso yabatsha e-Community Youth Development Trust CYDT, abatsha abasebenzele West Nicholson beliqembu elaziwa ngokuthi Youth in Mining baveze ukuba iziphathamandla zikahulumende zabasuse emgodini ababesemba kuwo kungenani lokuthi banamaphepha abavumela ukuhemba kuleyo ndawo. Umnumzana Paul Gwanangana uthi basuka kulo mgodi sebebona ukuthi impilo zabo zisengozini ngemva kokuhlaselwa ngamabhemba.
Laba abakhona okwamanje bathengisa igolide ongekho emthethweni njalo basekelwa iziphathamandla zakhonapha ezithi azisuki kulo mgodi. Indaba yamabhemba siyibonile eWest Nicholson, imota zethu zatshaywa ngamatshemi. Lamhla yikho okudla khona iziphathamandla ezikhonapha eGwanda. Silusizi ukuthi kambe singabantwana sizama ukuphakama sibasuyisele emgodini. Sicela abezHACC bayifika eWest Nicholson babone abantu abakhonapho bababophe.
Unkosikazi Duduzile Masilela yena ukhale ngeofisi elibona ngokwenzwa kwamatshe aligugu eleMinist of Mines esithi lile sandla kunkohlakalo eqhubeka emgodini yegolide.
Minister of Mines, angikwazi mina besalazela lungisa amaphephelanazimvuthu. I can say maybe wakhoza i-double allocation of claims, ngoba yona le double allocation of claims at the end of the day kugcina kusiba le bribe. Ungeke ugcine uagree ukuvumelana lo muntu ukuthi aphiwe iclaim akathi umuntu kungela imali ephumile phakathi.
Umnzana Ndani Sompande uthi uyadinga ukuthi imithetho yegolide ikakhulu kulesi sabelo iguqulwe kuze abatsha bengaphelele entolongweni.
Indawo ezinjengabugwanda azidikliwe ama-gold zones okuzathi ukuthi konkhona ukutholakala une-gold igwanda esiyotsala, kodwa-ke icala kube yikuthi ulithengisele ngayo.
Umnumzana Onesmus Nyawunde olilunga lezak uthi abazohlolisisa lezi sikhalazo bathatha amanyathelo ukuze linkohlakalo iphele.
Ngithintekile ngodaba lo-West Nicholson. Senzeni? Ngiyakuthatha kunjalo ngihambe lakho kumhlonitshwa uLois Matanda Moyo ngimbikele ukuthi lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo e-West Nicholson. Loba kungabi khona obuya ukuzosivikela. Nxa sesivikelwe, uyabiza abanye abatshele ukuthi lolu daba kumele luphathwe njani. Silakho ukuhambisa abacuphi bethu kumbe sibe labantu abasebenza bengaziwa bekhonale.
Or we have undercover people there.
Abanye abatsha abangene lo mhlangano bakhale ngokuthi lezi ziphathamandla azibaholisi lapho zitheza abaqhatsha njalo bethuselwa ngokunyamalaliswa lapho bethonisa isikwelede. Umphathi Ntambo obona ngezenzakalo ezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Bernico Ncube kanye nomnumzana Jaffe Dube ebandla lezanu PF ngezinye zeziphathamandla eziphatheke kwembeni igolide eGwanda. Asenelisanga ukuxhumana lababili laba, kodwa siqoqe lo mgcini sihlalo ebandla lezanu PF ezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Rabelang Tshweni othe abatsha laba kumele baze ofisini yakhe nxa belezikhalazo hatshi ukuba bagijimele ukubona zindaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 6175, laku 7255 ekseni kususela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku shortwave ku 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemichova bakhuphule impatalo kwezinye indawo. Amagalaji emadolobheni amaningi aselamalanga engawatholi amafutha epetulo ledizili. Lokho sokusenza abemichova laba bathenge amafutha adulayo emkambo wensitha. ngokunjalo labo basuke bekhuphule imali abayihlawulisa uZulu. Imijova layo ibikwa isisilela edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngoba itshona ikundwendwe zamafutha angekhoyo. Amabhasi kahulumende awezubko lawo katholakali kalula ngenxa yohlupho lwamafutha lolu. Sixoxele umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Michael Mdladlandi weni.
Abantu bayehluleka ukuthi bagade imoto zokuhambisa besiya ezindlini besemsebenzini ngoba eziningi zikhuphukile ama-price or intengo ngikhuluma kunje ngoba kula amafutha okuhambisa. So abantu abaningi sebegade amaroli, omama sebegade amaroli nezigedi, yikho osekufike elizweni kuzinga lokudubeko sokukhona. Akulanto ekhona ehambayo, izinto zinzima, abantu bayadubeka. Kulusizo kakhulu, ngahamba etown kokona khona ukuthi kunzima, uhambe amabhenki abantu bagcwele phandle babuthene bahlezi emfundweni abakwazi ukubayenzeni. Uye kumabhasi abantu bamile bamelele imijobo engekhoyo, bayafuqana emarolini. Hayi mfowethu, labalayeli kunzima, uyafisa ukukhala nxa ukhayeli lenzakala elizweni.
Sebebhadalisa malini abemjova?
Umango ongaba yi-78 kilometers sebebiza $7 or 7 pounds. Yokusuka lapha usiya sithi suka etown usiya kubonketha 8 babiza 8 pounds, 7-8 pounds. Nxa usuka lapho usiya boCardiff babiza o 10-15 pounds. Nxa umjova ungasawubambanga uvele etown ungagcwali thutha uhambe. Namhlanje mina ngilawo nto engikhuphe labo abafika phose 3 abafike etown ngama-59 to 10 belinde ngabo 7 beswele imoto zokuya hambisa edolobheni bekuthi bayafika emsebenzini. Izolo bengikhuma lomunye ngitshela ukuthi khona na i-trip yabo yelanga isiyi-60 pounds cash kumele babe nayo njengemuntu uzibagade everyday kumele baspende 60 pounds ukuze babuyele endlini bonke bayelala. So ngelanga 2 days bafuna 120 pounds, mina amalanga mathi bafuna 160 pounds or so in 3 days. Okuthi kulo kunzima, balele kunzima kakhulu isikile elizweni. Into azimanga ukuthi siqinisele singathiyana amanga sithuselane siyengane kodwa izinto zenzima elizweni.
Amafutha ezimota wona othi ayasilela kabambeki vela kula magaraja lamafutha?
Akula kubulawayo ukuthi angibhodile mina ngiwadinga la mafutha lami njengomuntu otshayelayo. Ngibone umzila owodwa akade use enokuzini edolobheni esezikini edolobho laphana kuJoshua Nkomo lonasinga lothelu.
Umnumzana Michael Mdladla Ndiweni ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukunanzwa kwelanga labatsha ele Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. Tumelani WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Mike Pompeo ufike kwele Oman namhlanje ekuseni lapho adlule khona evela kuhambo lwakhe lokwethekelela amazwe aseAfrika. Inhloko kahulumende yakwele Lesotho uThomas Thabane akabuyanga emthethwandaba lapho bekumele athoniswe icala aletiswayo lokubulala umkakhe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Igqwetha lakhe lithi uye kwele South Africa ukuya kwelatshwa. Umongameli Paul Kagame wele Rwanda yena uhlanganelo makhelwane wakhe wele Uganda umongameli Yoweri Museveni edolobheni elisemngceleni wamazwe omabili eligathuna emizameni yokulungisisa ukufuthelana osokuqhamuke phakathi kwamazwe la. Umanji wedolobho lemutoko ethule isinqumo sokuthi omama abayisikhombisa ababotshwe izolo betshengisela lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe bakhululwe ngemva kokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail ezinkulungwane zamadola alikhulu ngamunye. Omama laba babambanela matitshala betshengisela phezu kokonakala kwezemfundo abathi kubangelwa yikungaphathi kuhle ababalisi ngohulumende yena obaholisa ingcosana. Ababalisi ababotshiweyo bane njalo bagoqela umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-ATUS umnumzana Obed Masaraure. Ngolwesithathu abasakhulayo be-MDC batshengisele emutoko kwabotshwa inkokheli yabo ebalisa umnumzana Makomborero Aruzivishe lo mnumzana Alan Moyo besetheswa icala lokutshengisela ngaphandle kwemvumo. Sixoxele gqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu elimela abantu laba unkosikazi Ntokozo Dube Tachiwona.
Uwenza sitation office onguye othethisend ezamanje kufaka ubufakazi bokuthi indaba kumele bengaphiwe ibail. Ubekhuluma into ekushiyeneyo la ma-charges akabheke wafesa uba bezitshajwa ngo-section 37 of i-criminal code ukuthi bayenze umsindo, bayenze i-gathering basebesenze umsindo zaninjani angithi. So u-investigating office into ayikhulumileyo khodha ukuthi omama laba bayenze i-gathering bengazange benike i-notice. So zasesikukhuluma-ke thina ukuthi but umthetho awutsho njalo, umuntu okumele anike i-notice ngikhonvena nokuthi abantu abazaparticipate ku-demonstration and also ayisiyo i-charge akade bejajwe ngayo. Sekugcineni umajistrate ugcina wavuma ukuthi bephiwe ibail yama-$100 munye ngamunye. Wasetshela-ke state ukuthi singase sifunde kamhlaka-5 March kumele bezesebelungisele i-charge yabo ngekele ukulungisa i-charge yabo mama laba abazayekelwa bezihambile.
Manje ungasitshela ukuthi kahle kahle bebesithi kuyini okubangela ukuthi babotshwe njengoba unichasisa lapho kubana umthetho uthi wona kumele ukhonvina kube nguye ocelayo bona kuthiwa bebebotshelwana?
Khomeke khuluma kwami ngikwenzela amapholisi ekuseni engikutholileyo ngokubona kwami ukuthi kule valley ye-MDC kusasa lapho eMdogo. So bathi bona amapholisa kule intelligence engengevela la eHarare, so baphiwe ama-instructions ukuthi abantu ababotshwe. Mina ngokubona kwami nje khona khani ukuthi akula nto ade bengayenza. Kuyafana nanje no-prosecutor argument yakhe ngokuthi I have to oppose bail. Ibail kumele ngiyi-oppose ngesizathu sokuthi I-instructions to do.
Sizwa kuthiwa kusasa kuyabe kulomhlangano webandla le-MDC khona ngapho ukuthi akula yini ezombangazwe ezingaba zibangele ukubana bebotshwe omama la?
Hayi, ngazi angifuna ukukhuluma into engiyaziyo bhuti, but engikuvuleyo yikho khona lokhu ukuthi bekutheka bavalelwe isizathu siyukuthi kule randi kusasa, but ukuqiniseka kwakhona angeke kutho ukuthi liqiniso yini, but yikho bekukhulunywa ngamapholisa labanye labakade bephelekezela
lapha. Unkosikazi Ntokozo Dube Tachiwona ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo kaZulu ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 esemutoko. Direct from Washington, the voice of America. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi kamasikandi uGet More siyabonga moyo yenake odume ngegama lokuthi Mtane Dlozi. Lutsha hawudabuka ePlumtree asizweni exoxa ecingweni lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Lo kaMasikandi usithandwa ngabantu abaningi ezabelwenza emaNdebeleni ikakhulu emangweni yokweqela iPlumtree Jolojo lezinye indawo. Lokhu sekusenza abaculi abaningi abadabuka kulezo ndawo baculele umdumo njengomntana edlozi esikwejiselayo namhlanje.
Igama lami nguGetmore
siyabonga moyo ePlumtree esigodini sasengwana lapho ngifunde khona iprimary yami engwana kwase kuthi secondary ngayifunda ePhakamani High School ePlumtree Town la ngifunde khona uqala kwami kwezomculo ngiqale lapho engithole igama elithi Mntwana eDlozi Mntwana eDlozi kuyigama engalithola ematohweni lapho engangisebenza khona ebalungwini kwase kuthi kuma kufika isikhathi ukuthi lami ngikhiphe album kaMasikandi ngase ngisebenza lelo gama elithi Mntwana eDlozi
Dlozi silesikhathi ecula kodwa ucindezele idlathe lakhe laqala elitsha ngomnyaka ophelileyo
ngiqale ukucula leqembu abathi amabhubhe samnyama ngo-2010 kwase kuthi ngasebenza leqembu iminyakanyana emibili ngase ngihlangana leqembu futhi iwhite mfolos esingamavevani njengamanje ngasebenza leqembu lelo ekuphumeni kwami kulo qembu lelo ilapho engayikhandela khona ngathatha isinyathelo sokuthi ngicule umculo kaMasikandi ngizibiza ngomntwana eDlozi ngakhipha ke album ngomnyaka ophelile u-2019 mhla ka 2 March album enesihloko esithi Inkonjani
Bani ngibaya
Njengabaculi abaningi umntwana eDlozi laye kukhona abamvula ingqondo bameluleka ukuthi angene njani kwezomculo
Ngithanda kukhulu ukuthi ngibonge abaculi afana noSotsha Moyo ngibonge uSisithobekile Queen Gospel ocula iGospel abayibona abangikhokhelela kakhulu abangcelisa lapha abangibonisayo endimeni yomculo ucula uMasikandi ngaqala ngamamela kakhulu imiculo efana noBhekumuzi Lothuli iKhansela yiyona umculo uMasikandi engikhonze kakhulu
Umculo kaMntwana eDlozi uphekwe kamnandi njalo uyahlakaza. Lizwi bani ofuna ulithela abalaleli get more.
Ngiyayibonga kakhulu isupport abantu abanginikeza yona. Ngithi uNkulunkulu anandisele isandla sidlula ikhanda. Isupport enginikeza yona singathi lonyaka futhi lengaqhubeka ningisupporta kuze kuthi nami ngikwazi ngikwazi ngiphumelele empilweni ngalo mculo. Ngoba ngale kwabantu angiyena umculo. Ungifunayo uyangifonela noma imchado noma ama parties noma yini lapho kudingelwa entertainment ungifunayo uyangifonela enambeni eSouth Africa u-062-139-5652 uyahamba kuFacebook ufika uthi Mkhushulwa Mntwana eDlozi
Isiqintise Plumtree sidume ngomculo wechibilika iRumba phela kodwa umdumo kaMasikandi lawo ke usungenile besigwejisele ejahala sesikhalangeni uMntwana eDlozi ngomculo wakhe kaMasikandi uhlelo hoza hoza Friday ibe nempela sonto emnandi igama lami nguEzra Jesus Banda
Nedlozi ube hamba lo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo Woza Friday okuziphetha ke ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili
abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe balembono etshiyeneyo phezu kwekhefu leRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day elinanzwe namuhla. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemijova bakhuphule imbadalo yokugada kwezinye indawo. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.